Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for our people in the world be able to create the meaningful life for each other, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. In the last Dharma Talk, I have talked that unless you are giving energy to the field or to the people in front of you, you automatically, subconsciously, will suck the energy from the field of the people. Or is it scary? You might think that, then there's no break. If you say that, then tell your heart, I mean internal organ heart, have a break for a few minutes. Well, usually when people are not giving energy into the field of the people, subconsciously are thinking, well, I'm just looking situation objectively, and or I'm having break. Well, I'm not saying say something interesting, say something fun. It's not a matter of what you do, what you say. It's a matter of the energy, the key energy, the natural situation, the circumstances of the energy is that you are giving out the energy, because then automatically you are receiving the energy from the universe. This circulation of receiving from the universe, the energy, key energy, and you are giving energy to the field. This circulation is the most natural and healthy. But if you don't give energy, then you don't receive energy from the universe. Then what do you do? Yes, automatically you try to subconsciously take energy from the people in the field. This is what happens. To give energy to the people in the field, you have to get out of your shell, the shell of the ego. This is a key point of the giving energy in the field, because not giving energy, the state of the heart, not giving energy, is called what said in the as arrogance and bad habit and laziness. It says that if one have these three, will not be able to have faith to this sutra, which means that the laziness is equal to the arrogance. If you don't care, if you don't mind of that taking energy from other people, it means that it is very arrogant state of the heart. It's a karma. That's why it says bad habit. The karma is a pattern of the behavior or pattern of the tendency of the heart, of the mind. And subconsciously, if you have these three, what happens is that you see the external world, you see the field from inside of your shell, and look the world objectively, look the people, look the field objectively. And this is what the meaning of the sucking energy. Actually, to give energy to others, you have to break out from the shell. Egoless means that to break out of the shell. It means that you forget about yourself and have full or positive interest to others. Be in the shell and look objectively means you are in a state of the self-interest. Remember what the quote of the Master Dogen, Zen Master Dogen, 800 years ago, the founder of Soto Zen in Japan. Practice Buddhism is to practice oneself. It's practice oneself means that be oneself. The true oneself is the internal Buddha. So internal Buddha has to be manifested by break out the shell, of course. And this quote continues interestingly. To study and to practice oneself is to forget about yourself. To forget about oneself. Here to manifest internal Buddha, you have to forget yourself and break out freely from the shell of your ego. And that's how you get your wisdom. That's how you get your freedom. As long as you are in the shell, you are tied up by karma. And the quote still continues. Forget oneself is to be enlightened by the whole universe. Yes, if you forget about yourself and break out the shell, you will see the field in front of you with other people. It is the appearance of the universe. This is where that internal Buddha has to be manifested. The Dharma has to be manifested. The quote still continues. To be enlightened by the universe is to let the body and heart of self and others be in a state of dropped off. Or, well, the dropped off the body and heart is another expression of the enlightenment. When Amida, the great spirit of the universe, appears in your heart, you will see Amida and you forget about yourself and what the sensation appears is that your heart and your body are dropped off, all dropped off. It's so comfortable, it's so freedom, and internal Buddha manifest. This is a sensation of the body and heart dropped off, which expressed by the Dogen of as his enlightenment experience. And I believe this is a same or similar experience that what Paul says, now I am not living in anymore. Jesus is living in me. Those experiences, yes, it's a result of the practice, but it's not only the practice as sitting or chanting or frustration or whatever. It's also the way of living to break out the shell and give energy to the world. Forgetting about oneself, give care and positive interest to others. In this truth, way of living as a human being has to be the same, the base, the fundamental of the practice. This is not just addition, it's a fundamental, but bottom line of the practice. Based on this fundamental, the chanting mantra, prayerful beings, and you will experience the dropped off of body and heart by the shining of your spirit. And this shining of your heart, of your spirit, will lead you, both your physical and spiritual life, to the brighter place. May you and people around you and people in the world will let the spirit shine by the breakout of the shell and share the state of the heart that light illuminates everywhere in the universe.